Good evening, Miles Brewer here with you on KCIM, Western Iowa's information leader, to take a look at your evening news for this Friday, August 7th. Residents in the Lissing area who wish to serve their community may be interested in this new opportunity. The Carroll Police Department is hiring new officers. Carroll officers can expect hourly pay ranging from $30.65 to $40.34 based on their experience, as well as health, dental, vision, retirement, and other benefits. Officers can also receive free membership to the Carroll Recreation Center, paid time off, and shift differential pay. Those wishing to serve and protect can apply today or by the deadline, Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m. Applications can be sent to police@cityofcarroll.com. Questions can be directed to that same email or to 712-792-8088. The application form is linked with this story on our website. A Sac City facility becomes the first in the state to join a national healthcare initiative. Loring Hospital announced Thursday it's joining the National Age-Friendly Health Systems Initiative and becoming the first hospital in Iowa to do so. The National Age-Friendly Health Systems Initiative is a collaborative movement designed to make older adult care safer. The initiative follows a framework known as the 4 M's, those being what matters, aligning medical treatment with the patient's personal health goals, care preferences, and end-of-life wishes, medication, carefully managing prescriptions, mentation, proactively preventing, identifying, and managing mental health and cognitive issues, as well as mobility, ensuring older adults can move safely every day. Loring Hospital CEO Matt Johnson says the Age-Friendly Health Systems Initiative is an important part of our overarching vision to continually provide every patient who walks through our door with the best care possible. With this change, the Sac City Hospital joins a larger group of 5,200 health systems taking part in the initiative. Glidden FFA Fun Days kicked off its carnival yesterday, but the festivities continue today and tomorrow. Friday's lineup sees the carnival return, as well as the penny dive at the Aquatic Center, an all-school reunion at the Lincoln Club, Cow Pie Bingo, and more. And tomorrow, Saturday, coined FFA Fun Day, brings the most packed day, beginning with a community breakfast at the City Park, followed by a 5K at 8 a.m., a tractor ride at 8:30 a.m., and a car show at 10 a.m., all of which will also be in the City Park. Registration for the 5K run begins at 7:30 a.m. and costs $25. Participants in the 5K run will be entered into a raffle, and the race itself begins again at 8 a.m. Registration for the car show, hosted by the FFA Alumni Association, begins at 9 a.m. with a fee of $10. Proceeds benefit FFA scholarships. The parade is set to follow at 11 a.m. Awards for the car show will be at 2 p.m. Then the carnival returns at 4 p.m., with the night ending with a street dance with a live band downtown at 9 p.m. The full schedule is attached to this story on our website. The Carroll Community School District Board of Education met Thursday for a work session. Items on the agenda include a personnel report, a discussion on the district facility plan to consolidate from 4 campuses to 3, and a review of a draft of their 2026-2027 strategic plan. In the meeting, they reviewed feedback from the second of 2 town halls held to gather input on that district facility plan. Annette Eyman, who is president of Cortica Communications, is serving as the district's public relations consultant and presented a summary of feedback gathered at the latest forum. In her presentation, Eyman highlighted an increase in both attendance and engagement from this forum compared to the previous one.
2 community forums in whole, 120 people totally. Some of them are going to be overlaps. Some people attended both. So we had 55 at the first one, 65 at the next one. We had 63 forum surveys completed in total between the two. Not everybody that attended the forums completed the surveys. The online survey is the other piece, and that was completed by 69 staff members and 69 community members. We had 17 responses the last time I presented to you, and then we did that direct mail piece, and so we increased that 52 individuals for a total of 69 and 69.
Eyman also illustrated strengths of the plan as it is seen by the public, noting opinion here is largely consistent across both forums.
These strengths almost mirrored exactly what the strengths we saw from the first forum were. So retiring Adams Elementary, every room that was in attendance identified that as a strength and thought it was a strength. And tied to that is also that efficiency of going from 4 buildings to 3 buildings. The modernization of facilities was another thing that we saw both in the previous forum as well as in this forum, as to that was something that people supported and that was a strength. And included in that was that expansion of the current technical education and having the seventh graders have access to things like the career technical education and the expanded curriculum if they were moved to the high school was also seen as a strength.
Iman says not everyone sees bringing the lower grades to the high school as a strength and suggests there may be a communication gap.
One of the things that emerged that was interesting that was also seen as a strength was moving the seventh graders, but we also saw a trickling of what about those seventh graders at the high school and do we really want seventh graders intermixed with seniors? And so, in my opinion, I would see that as a communication opportunity. You'd really have to, moving forward, you really have to message and explain that this is an addition that's going on to the high school, so the seventh and ninth grade will be here, and the high schoolers will be over here. They're not going to be sharing a lunchroom table together.
The board also heard from DLR Group, the architecture firm for the plan, and reviewed payment options. As this was a work session, there were no action items, meaning no official decisions were made. The board is expected to meet again on Thursday, August 20th, in a meeting where action items can be held. These meetings are generally held at Adams Elementary at 5 p.m. and are open to the public. We're going to step away for just a moment, but we'll continue your evening news after the break.
A highlight home for Mid-Out Real Estate team, 1852 Quint Avenue, just reduced $10,500. Prepare to be impressed by this beautifully remodeled, move-in-ready home. Enjoy an open concept design, a stunning new kitchen, two primary suites, two additional bedrooms, and a walkout lower level. With all new electrical, plumbing, sewer, and more, this home offers modern style. All of this at 1852 Quint Avenue with a new price of $309,000. This is Brandon Snyder with another quality offering for Mid-Iowa Real Estate Team. Take your tour at midiowateam.com.
Looks like another perfect day to get out there and enjoy the summer.
At the Iowa State Fair, fair spirit runs high and the thrills run even higher. Let go, live loud, and ride like you mean it. From sky-high drops to spinning rides and nonstop action, this is where summer kicks into high gear. Thrillville and Thrilltown bring the excitement, along with classic rides, games, and all the can't-miss fair favorites. Don't miss the action at Elwell Family Park, including demo derby events, figure eight races, charros, UTV, ATV races, and PRCA and lineman rodeos. Save before you ride with advanced thrill passes with ride and game credits good all fair long, or advanced one-day wristbands with unlimited rides on select days, and value packs featuring fair favorites like the Sky Glider, Giant Slide, and Ye Olde Mill. These deals end August 12th. The Iowa State Fair, August 13th through 23rd. See all savings now at iowastatefair.org.
Iowa State Fair, August 13th through the 23rd.
School supplies? Don't battle the back-to-school chaos.
Wait, we still need markers, folders, glue sticks?
Relax. Stone Printing and Office Supply in Carroll has you covered. Tell them your child's school and grade, and they'll fill the list, box it up, and hold it for pickup. Call 792-3901 or order online at stoneofficesupplies.com and click on the Back to School tab. Easy!
Welcome back from the break. I'm Miles Brewer here with you on KCIM to continue your evening news. A Western Iowa man is celebrating a $30,000 lottery win after scratching off a top prize ticket purchased from a Crawford County retailer. Kelly Reese of Vail won the top prize in the Iowa's lottery's $30,000 crossword scratch game. And Reese said he had a hunch on the ticket. He had a hunch that the ticket was special, rather, as he completed more and more words on the game card. Reese, who works for a Des Moines-based asphalt company, bought the winning $3 ticket at Beer 30 in Denison. After repeatedly checking the ticket with the Iowa Lottery mobile app, he called his girlfriend with the news. He plans to use the winnings to pay off medical bills. The $30,000 crossword game features 151 top prizes of $30,000, with overall odds being 1 in 3.52. Players complete words using a given set of letters, with more completed words yielding larger prizes. Learn more about this and other Iowa Lottery games at www.ialottery.com. The Pell Rollscreen Foundation has awarded $14,500 in grants to four organizations serving Carroll and surrounding communities. The largest grant of $10,000 went to the Peyton Churdan Early Learning Center in Greene County to help construct a new facility that will expand child care access, reduce wait lists, and serve more families in rural communities. The Carroll Fire Department received $1,500 to purchase thermal imaging cameras that enhance firefighters' emergency response capabilities. The Carroll County Ambulance Service was awarded $1,500 as well to buy MedVault systems for secure medication storage on ambulances. The Family Resource Center received $1,500 in recognition of Mental Health Awareness Month. The funding will support parenting curriculum for classes designed to strengthen family relationships and encourage positive home environments. The Pella Roll Screen Foundation, the nonprofit arm of Pella Corporation, supports communities where company employees live and work. St. Anthony Regional Hospital has earned 5-star ratings for both nurse and physician communication, placing it among just 183 hospitals nationwide and only 8 in Iowa to achieve the dual distinction. Becker's Hospital Review compiled the ratings, which are based on responses to the Hospital Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems Survey administered by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. CMS publicly reports the ratings to help patients make informed healthcare decisions. St. Anthony President and CEO Alan Anderson says, "This recognition reflects what our physicians, nurses, and care teams strive to provide every day. Compassionate, patient-centered care built on trust, respect, and clear communication. Patients deserve to feel heard, informed, and supported throughout their care, and we are proud that their feedback reflects the commitment of our entire team." Only 208 hospitals nationwide received 5-star physician communication ratings in 2026, while 567 earned 5 stars for nurse communication. The dual achievement places St. Anthony among a limited group recognized for excellence in patient experience. In just over 2 weeks, students within the Kemper Catholic School System will return to the classroom, and Kemper President John Steffes says staff is excited to get a new school year underway. According to Steffes, the parochial school is welcoming more than a dozen new teachers and other staff to their roster to begin the 2026-2027 school year.
Yeah, we have 12 new teachers and 5 new other support staff. 3 or 4 of those are new positions with our growing enrollment. So it's across the board, all the way from the lower grades to the high school.
Each year brings adjustments to protocols and procedures, and in Kemper's case, much of those changes will be largely due to the ongoing construction at its campus.
We used to always have the elementary students be dropped off on the playground, which is construction site today, which we started that late last spring. And so to remind them, the drop-off is now north side, the Holy Spirit Elementary site. And so just drop off right there. We have a long line that we keep the traffic flowing and moving. The busing's on the other side of the street. So we did have to change busing drop off a little bit. And Carroll Community's been really cooperative and been a great collaboration together with them as well.
Speaking of construction, Steffes says Kemper's United project, which broke ground this past spring, is coming along nicely.
Weather's been overall favorable. You can start seeing the structure going up, and we have some cool drone photos from the sky on our website. The renovations in the existing building are moving along as well, so we've got a short-term mess, but long-term progress. So we have to keep reminding everyone to bear with us, and it can be challenging and messy at times, but the excitement grows every day for what it's going to look like when we're all done.
He adds there's a lot of work yet to be completed, but if things remain on schedule, they are still hoping to have everything wrapped up by the start of the 2028-2029 school year. Private fundraising for the United campaign is still ongoing, and it currently stands at $24.5 million out of the $30 million total goal. According to the school's back-to-school schedule, new staff report for orientation on August 12th, and all staff are back on August 18th. Kemper's Family Fun Night had been planned for August 20th, but Steffes says unforeseen circumstances have led to its cancellation this year.
We were going to have a change and have it piggybacked onto the football scrimmage against Underwood that same night down at the football stadium, but that has been just decided yesterday to cancel that because Underwood has had some scheduling conflicts now. So they are not scrimmaging our football team that night now. So unfortunately, that really throws an extra kink. With all the changes and those scheduling conflicts with Underwood, we are no longer having the family fun night. Hopefully, it's just a one-year hiatus. We're still having open house for all the students to come in to see their classrooms. But for this 1 year, we are going to skip the family fun night. And we're sad about not having it, but there's just too many logistical challenges. But we hope to have it, depending on how construction's going, to bring that back next year.
Like all of the schools in the region, Kemper Catholic school year begins August 24th. Steffes encourages students and families use the next couple of weeks to acclimate to the school schedule, going to bed and waking earlier than they might have grown accustomed to over the summer. To stay in touch with Kemper Catholic leading into the school year, log on to www.kemper.org or follow the school's Facebook page. And that's going to do it for your evening news here on KCIM, Western Iowa's information leader, for this Friday, August 7th. As always, thank you for joining us. I'm Miles Brewer, reporting.